Capital Farm. You're listening to Capital Farm on RBN, RepublicBroadcasting.org, and today is June 12th, 2011. And I don't know if Louise is having technical difficulties or not, but are you there, Lou?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I just didn't hear you interrupt the music, so go ahead.
I apologize. I was leaving it up to you.
All right, very good. Well, you're listening to RBN, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And I believe we're going to be talking about some activity in the Midwest that's going to affect everybody in the United States and the world eventually.
Yes, we are. We're going to be talking about multiple things, actually multiple things that are causing. Let's start off with Omaha, Nebraska. It's supposed to be celebrating 75 years, but if you go take a look at what's going on in Nebraska, it's flooded. And majorly flooded. And it's keep coming down.
And Sergey is with us as well. Good morning, Sergey.
Good morning, Sergey. Louise, Tom. Good morning, listeners.
Well, how are you this morning, Sergey?
Good.
Any bicycles?
Any bicycles?
Well, it's better than saying, every time I say vodka, you have a problem. So I thought bicycles would be a better thing.
It's hard to follow Louise, isn't it, Sergey?
You're not supposed to
follow
me.
Yes, you puzzled me with bicycles.
Louise is very puzzling, isn't she?
Well, I'm trying. I'm very trying. That's okay. But listen, we're going to be talking. Were we going to have a guest in the first hour?
I believe Lee is going to call in, and we're going to continue the discussion we were going down last week and about general preparedness and some of the things that he's working on with his community. So, but we're going to also cover your topic as well, Lou.
Okay, well, until Lee calls in, let's kind of go down that track. What's going on right now, if you take a look, in fact, you were looking at a magazine, and you saw what?
Well, Louise, I was going to give a book away for somebody that could tell me what I saw. So I'd rather go down that path.
Let's start that.
I've got a Richard Mack book, and I'm going to give it away to the first person that can call in and tell me what is on the cover of the magazine Progressive Farmer, and it's the June-July issue of Progressive Farm magazine. And it's quite telling and quite striking what's on the cover.
Oh, I know.
Uh-oh. Don't tell us.
No.
It's a five-wheels bicycle.
A five-wheel bicycle.
You're bad.
Well, that would be a pentacycle then, wouldn't it? Bi means two. If it had five wheels, it'd be penta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, five wheels.
And the Santa Maria. The Pinta and the Santa Maria.
Oh, well, that's totally different. Now you're going into pilgrim land.
Well, what do you want from me? I'm blonde.
I hear
you.
Okay,
anyway.
All right. So we're going to, I didn't want to get into that right away, but Lou, you threw it out there. So any caller that can tell me what's on the cover, and it's not necessarily implied.
A specific thing on the cover.
What's the cover picture? I put it that way. The picture, what are you seeing when you look at the picture on the cover? Progressive Farmer. It sounds like we're coming up on a first break already. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so.
It sounds like it. All right, everybody, call in numbers 800-313-9443. Progressive Farmer Magazine, June-July 2011 picture. And if you can't find it, you can go to theflopside.com. We tried to scan it this morning, and there's a black and white version, but we're trying to get a color version as we speak.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Patriot Act took our liberties and there's no judge, no jury.
Although, I'm supposed to be Tom. Hi, Tom. I think I've lost
him. Hello.
Oh, he's here. And Sergey's here with his bicycle with five legs. Okay? Anyhow, you gave, if I remember correctly, you gave out a, you're going to give a book away if somebody knew the answer to a specific question.
And the question is, the Progressive Farmer magazine. I'm not trying to plug their magazine, but what I'm amazed about is the picture they have on their cover, and it's quite telling. And it's the June/July 2011 issue. And if you can't find it, and Alex, what I was trying to do, I was trying to find it on the internet, and I couldn't find a copy of it. And we uploaded a black and white version. We was trying to scan it in, and for some reason, it's black and white on our website, theflopside.com. If you go to the Capital Forum tab, you'll see the picture. So the first caller that calls in and tells us what that picture is and what the implications of it are is going to get a Richard Mack County Sheriff of America's Last Hope sent to them or their sheriff, whoever they want it sent to. I'll go ahead and mail it out. Back to you, Lou.
Okay. I was trying to find me a copy of their thing, but I haven't as yet found that. Okay.
We have a caller. Actually,
we have a caller in Canada. Wants to answer. Go ahead.
Hello?
Am I there?
Okay. I was looking at that picture and I was thinking, is it chemtrails?
Yes! I'm sorry.
That's a weird looking picture.
See, he's so good. I like this guy. See, that was so quick.
Well, I mean, do clouds really form like that?
No, actually, you know what? I tell you this one. It's really funny. We were picking up stuff from the Amish, actually for somebody else who was getting some things taken, basically taking things done. Anyway, so while we were picking all this stuff up, you turn around and you look up, and, I mean, the clouds look like cornrows, straight lines, you know, and they were absolutely, I mean, massive and low. And the Amish were out there looking at it, and they turned around and says, "What is it?" These are people who live and die by the clouds, you know what I mean? And they say they've never seen the one old man, he was in his 90s, Okay. I forget where it was. It's this little, they have this little it's like a convenience store. And we were in there, and he said he's never seen clouds like that. He said those aren't clouds. You know, he thought the second coming was coming.
Well, I'm looking at this picture.
Clouds like that.
I'm looking at this picture, and I've heard all.
Somehow I just lost everybody. I hope Survey can talk to the caller, because I can't.
Do we have a call?
Hello?
Okay, are we all here?
I think I'm back on the air. And did we get an answer from the caller, or did we talk to the caller?
Yeah, he said chemtrails. He got it right on.
Very good.
Continue.
Am I still here?
Yeah, how do you pronounce your name, by the way? I missed all this.
My name is Sylvain.
And do you have a physical copy of that in your hands, or did you see it on the Internet?
I just went to your website, and I saw it on the Internet.
Okay. The color version of that is just freaked me out when that was delivered in my mailbox. It's like, oh, my God. What is?
Wow.
Isn't that incredible picture, though? It's just rows and rows and rows of chemtrails.
Well, I was looking at it and saying it looks like it was farmed.
Yeah.
Like she said, it was the cornrows.
I've been hearing
all this stuff about chemtrails and stuff, and I look out my window and I look for stuff that might resemble chemtrails. Is this what you guys in the States actually see in your sky? This kind of stuff?
In certain parts of the United States, that's very common to see it almost on a daily basis, and some of them see actually checkerboards like you're playing in a tic-tac-toe, but I've never seen this particular incident like this in my area. I have not. I have to say that.
Wow.
But there are certain areas. But that picture is probably the best picture. They don't mention chemtrails in the magazine. But I think we need to flood their offices with emails and say,
agree with that. I'm trying to find a picture myself.
We need to say, where did you get those amazing pictures of chemtrails? We want to see more of them. Why don't you give a cover story on the geoengineering and weather control? You know what I mean? Let's hammer their offices.
I would agree with that one. But hey, I have been with their low level. That there it is, right there. When you told go and take a look, you couldn't believe it.
And what I want you to give our board op before you can continue discussing with us. But I'm going to make sure I get your address that you want the book sent to before you leave us.
Okay. And what book was this?
Richard Max County Sheriff book. And it's a very good book about I don't know. Do you have what would you call it up in Canada? Do you have what's your local law enforcement?
Local law enforcement would be the police force.
You don't have the equivalent of a sheriff in Canada?
I believe we do, but they're mainly used just to serve notices and stuff.
Okay.
People,
but now
like
are they elected by the local people?
That I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, you see, that's the power of our local. Sheriffs, they're elected by the local people, and they're supposed to be the highest law enforcement agency in the county, in each county in the United States. Because they are elected by the local people, they have to serve the needs and the will of the people. That's by, in theory, what the Founding Fathers set up for the United States.
In theory.
Yes, in theory. That's not in operation right now. As Louise points out many times, they've been usurped this various legislation at the state level and federal level as well, so... But what do you think about the picture? That's pretty telling, isn't it?
Well, I think the picture was amazing, and I think I'm trying to travel light these days. So why don't you go ahead and give away the book to another caller for another question?
All right, well, I will do such. Well, we appreciate your input. Do you have anything else for us?
Nope, thanks.
All right, well,
have a good day.
We appreciate you calling. What part of Canada are you calling from?
I'm in Quebec right now, but I've lived throughout Canada. And five countries overall.
Oh, wow. We'd love to pick your brain. So what do you think about what's going on in the world, and what do you think we should do about it?
I think the world has gone nuts. I think people have grown into adult bodies with childlike minds. I'm planning an escape. I'm just going to go find me a jungle where I can just live and die peacefully.
You think South America, seriously, or where are you contemplating?
I'm thinking South America. I'm thinking travel light, my car, my tent trailer, some tools and necessities, and away I go. It'll be the second time I've crossed the border between Canada and the U.S. with all my stuff in my car. So it should be an interesting time, though, with all the craziness that's happening.
Let us know, because guess what? Good people you can stop by and stay at.
Yeah. Oh, I plan to do one stop for sure in the U.S., and that I want to go meet Jacques Fresco before he passes, because let's face it, he's not getting any younger. And I think he's a brilliant man. May not have all the answers, but he definitely has some great visions.
Really?
I don't know. There might be some people I stop and see on the way. I wanted to stop in Panama and see Dr. Rima.
Oh, yeah, Rima LeBeau.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I missed the name. Who are you going to stop and see in the United States?
Jacques Fresco.
Jacques
Fresco. Who is that man?
Fresco is the Venus Project man. Mm-hmm. Futurist and inventor and, I don't know, all-around brilliant man, but I'd like to sit down and have a conversation with him and pick his brain and just see who he is and just have a good conversation, actually.
Are you a frequent listener to RBN and to our show specifically?
No, I'm kind of new on the Freedom Radio circuit. I've been I've been writing and thinking and doing all sorts of stuff for the last 10, 12 years or so.
And do you listen on the Internet or shortwave, or how do you listen?
On the Internet.
Okay. Do you actually do a blog or anything of your own? Do you have a website of your own?
I do have a blog. It's just writings from my mind, basically. I don't claim to be a writer. I just kind of sit down and stuff flows out.
Well, feel free to give us the website, and we'll check it out.
It's salamo@blogspot.com. That's SYLLAMO.
At blog talk, is that what you said?
Blogspot.com.
Okay.
Another fine Google product.
Okay, say that again. Give that again real quick.
With the evil laugh? Another fine Google product.
yeah, spell out your website.
Oh, SYLLAMO.
M as in Mary?
M as in Mary.
Two L's, okay?
Okay, and that's .com?
My mind in the world, is that correct? Don't follow me, lead yourself.
That's correct. That tagline was changed just in the last few years. Yeah, that's .com.
Well, yeah, what I love about RB and the audience is we have most amazing people. You know, if we could all work together and come up with some targeted actions, I think we could change the world, literally, if we could just start flexing and growing our activism muscles, we could actually get something accomplished with great people like yourself.
I definitely agree. I just think we have to stop our bickering and our division.
That's right.
And our egos.
We can have our own issues we work on, but on the side, but we also need to have some specific actions we can work on together as a force. We have a 3-minute break. Hang in there, everybody, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Sure.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, The Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We are back, and we have an unusual guest on, even though Lee, we know he's there. I'm really loving your blog, by the way.
Thanks.
But, guys, ahead of time, it's syllamo.blogspot.com. If you go to syllamo.com, you get Department USDA. So, you didn't know you were that close to government, did you?
I had no idea.
It's quite an omen, Winston, since we started talking about the USDA's probably infiltration of the magazine market. You know, that's just that's how this conversation
just
started.
Just the magazine market?
Well, the Progressive well, Farmer, that's how this conversation started, with the chemtrail on the cover of Progressive Farmer.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing.
What I absolutely love, you know, I love you're talking about war specifically. Okay, and it isn't even just for oil. They don't care what it is. It's just a war. But half the time, it's just to get rid of half the people, to be really, really honest. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, and so, Libya, don't forget about the banks.
Set up shop for the banksters, getting that central bank in there. That's the main thing, isn't it? So they got control of the money supply.
For the people who are trying to get to, it's theflapside.com and under Capital Forum to see the magazine cover.
And we're still working to get a color version of that up, by the way. And all this, by the way, all this will be in the show description. I'll put a link to the blog that we're speaking about, of the color, and also a link to the actual picture so everybody can check out what we're talking about. Back to you, Luke.
Yeah, that's it just, to me, just boggles the mind. But I love, if anyone wants to go to, I think it's very important you do. Okay, and that is syllamo.blogspot.com. Okay. You know, we're all talking.
I don't want to be famous.
You're getting famous. We like it.
No, okay. Actually, you're trying to stay underneath the radar, and here we are telling the whole world about you.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, he put it online.
I know they all know what I'm doing. Hey, I filed my taxes last year or 2 years ago for the last 10 years. I don't file very often because I make sure I don't make enough money to owe taxes. So I filed for 10 years.
He's learning.
I don't know what I've done in the last 10 years, But the government knew every step of my life, basically, for the last 10 years.
Is that right?
Except for when I disappeared and went, I was a volunteer in Africa for two years. Mm-hmm. But every step, they knew every job. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I worked there. Geez, I forgot about that one.
Oh, my. Well, if you ever forget what you did in your life, you can just go to the government and say, hey, what did I do when I was this year? You know, this age?
I'm down at court. What did I do? Oh, no, 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 no. Okay, I was there.
You know, it's
who
funny.
Was the girl that I dated that I got at the bar?
I used to co-host a show with the representative Jim Guest, and I guess him and Louise were coming back from D.C., or they were traveling someplace, and they were bickering back and forth a little bit, and they were lost. And I said, well, why don't you just call up the government, and they'll tell you exactly where you're at.
Are you saying that Jim and I bickered? Oh, my God.
We're getting way off the topic. By the way,
welcome
Lee,
to OnStar.
Lee, we know you're on with us. We just got a caller. We're gonna entertain this a little bit. If you want to hang in there, Lee, you can hang in and ride shotgun
let
with
him
us.
Just,
or...
let, you can bring him in.
Oh,
let
wait,
him
wait. Bring Lee in. I'm helping him edit his book.
Oh, you're kidding. Lee from Georgia?
Yeah, Lee from Georgia.
Are you kidding me?
I was just Skyping with him.
Okay, well.
Whoa!
Now, just, now this sounds like a setup. Did Lee tell you to call in today or tell you to listen?
No. I got the hint from Lee to listen in.
Okay.
And then I saw the chemtrails photo and I said, well, what the heck?
Oh, this is amazing. And if you, we always, on Sunday mornings, we have a kind of a weird audience because people are always coming and going, getting ready for church and listening and not listening. Well, describe what your situation is. You've lived in five different countries or six different countries around the world, and you're saying things are so far awry that you're just considering just bugging out to a jungle spot someplace.
Well, I mean, I lived in, let's take Venezuela, for example. It was a small little village on the Delta. I was helping out a guy taking out tourists in boats. We go piranha fishing and eat the piranha, and good fish, by the way. And we go swimming and check out monkeys and stuff. But what I noticed also was once a week the food truck would come and fill up the little supermarket. And it's just a little supermarket. And it's a medium-sized truck. But twice a week there'd be two gigantic soda pop trucks. Gigantic. Twice a week. Now that is just a red flag for this culture right there. Almost every house in this village had a satellite dish. Everybody's listening to CNN Español. You know, you notice things like that when you travel the way I do.
So what you're indicating there, if I'm reading between the lines, they had to have their junk, and they also had to have their programming via the idiot box.
Yeah, exactly. But it's also supplementing their diet, their thought, your well-being is your diet, what you think, what you input, what you output, how you process it.
That's right.
I mean, that's all part of your entire well-being. That's all part of your ego, which we all have to get over.
Well, when you mentioned the soda pop twice a week, what brought to my mind was the chocolate rationing in Orwell's 1984. That was their treat, was the chocolate, and that's what they lived and died to. You know, how much chocolate do we get now? So that's,
oh, wow.
It's amazing. So we got a three-minute break, and we've got a kind of a wide-open show today, which is always an entertaining show. So the call the numbers 800-313-9443. Back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Back to Capital Forum. You're listening to Capital Forum, and Lee is joining us right now. And Lee, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
And
good morning.
And Lee has been writing a book, evidently, and then our two callers are actually working together on a book idea. Not an idea, but actually a book in production. You want to give any details of that, Lee?
Sneak preview.
Oh, okay. Well, it started after as a child growing up, I was always fascinated with camping, going with my grandparents and my parents. And then I joined the military and I got interested in survival. And I've always been fascinated with the Old West and the guys that used to just roam the land and lived off the land. And so my whole life has been learning how to live off the land. And I've got a horse. I'm going to go full blown with it. And I decided about 7 years ago to put it all in a book format so I could carry it conveniently, and with computers made it real simple because now I can go to CD and basic files. And then a few years back, I decided to start giving away copies. And here lately, I've been trying to find someone who could help me to get it out there on the internet as a free download to anyone who wanted it. And it covers everything from the various different types of shelters. It's everything I've learned over the years from different types of shelters for various climates, including snow and cold weather, how to build traps and snares for catching food, how to fish without a fishing pole, how to navigate your way by using stars and shadows and the sun and just all kinds of things, edible plants and medicinal plants and how to smoke your meat naturally by building your own smoker out of limbs and branches. And
Lee, this doesn't sound like a book. This sounds like a set of an encyclopedia.
It sounds like a few books. And I was going
to
say
I like to call it the most comprehensive survival guide for the common man.
That's interesting. And you and our friend from Canada, soon to be someplace in the jungle possibly, have been working together on this. This is pretty amazing that we've
I'll be in the jungle.
Yeah, he heard me a couple weeks ago on, I believe it was a John Moore show, and I was looking for someone who could help me to make, you know, get this out on the internet as a free download for anyone who wanted it. And I left my number with the board op, and a little while later, this gentleman here calls me up, and next thing I knew, I Skyped him a copy of it, and he's been working on it, and he sent it back, and it's, oh, it looks beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Well, this is impressive. Yeah, we all look to being able to take advantage of this, whether you do a free e-book or charge for, you know, ask for donations. I think we'll very much be interested in help you spread the message and get that out there in people's hands.
Well, and I'm just being helpful.
Know, this is something that I'm very passionate about. I give free. I teach people around here for free when I go, you know, I put together little groups. We go out and spend a couple weeks out, and I teach them things, and I give everybody who wants a copy a free copy. I don't try to make any money off of this. I don't believe in intellectual property. I believe that if you have information that you and you claim you want to help the people, then you give it to them. You know, people want to donate. I'm not opposed to that. But I want people to have this because I want people to know how to survive.
And Lee, there's two sides of that story. Sometimes when you give people stuff free, they don't appreciate it and they don't even
Absolutely.
Check it out or use it. And then there are other times, like you're saying, it's nice just to give stuff away, and I've done the same thing. I wrote a little booklet about how to be healthy, optimizing your health, and I freely give that away. But it's the same thing. If you probably charge a dollar for it, they'd be willing to actually read it and listen to it or whatever. You know what I mean? Seems like sometimes people, if they get it free, they won't check it out.
Well, you know, that's what Lee was saying before about intellectual property and about he gives it away freely and everything else. That's what prompted me to call and get his number. And offer him my help.
Well, that's excellent. So you said you were going to head towards South America, and you were going to make a stop or two in the United States and then Panama. And we were hoping maybe you could keep us informed about your activities, either through phone calls to our show or on your blog spot at least.
You need to go to Missouri.
I need to go to Missouri. What's in Missouri?
Me. so is Tom. We're in different parts of Missouri.
Sergey.
I'm at the top, and he's at the bottom.
and Sergey's halfway in between.
Well,
that's
see,
right.
One of the things, one of the things I'm trying to get away from is snow.
Well, it's summer. We don't have snow now.
I believe you mentioned on the break that the only country you lived in that it was hot and dry, that you actually had to use an electric blanket, was in a desert.
it was in Namibia, which is in southern Africa.
That's wild because it gets so cold in the wintertime and you have no insulation or heat. That's funny. What do the natives do?
Different kind of heat, too, cold, I mean.
Namibia has many good stories for me. One of the stories that was enlightening for me was I was there as a development worker through a volunteer organization. And you meet a lot of other volunteers and you get to talk to them and see who they are and how they act and what they're really there for. And one of the things I noticed was a tribe up north. It's an indigenous tribe that everybody walks around with a loincloth. Women are topless. Everybody's covered in red mud, protect them from the sun and the insects and stuff. And what you hear is how these people have come into the towns. Now they're in the towns, and they're drunks, and they're drug addicts, and you know, prostitutes and thieves and muggings. But what you don't hear and what you don't fear, what you refuse to see, is some of these people still live in the bush. And it's exactly us as development workers that went there to develop what exactly. Maybe we had idealistic reasons for being there. But in essence, we're developing markets. We're developing monetary systems. And we're forcing these tribes to go in. We're actually going in and saying, well, here's what, you're now developed. You're on a monetary system.
You know, I've always said that is people looking towards poor people or what they consider poor people. They live in huts and on dirt floors and live off the land, and they think, well, these poor people. But I look at it the other way. Those people are probably the happiest people in the world. It's once we domesticate them and take them out of their culture, they think they become useless. They're apathetic, and they turn to drugs, sex, violence, and all that stuff. Is that not correct?
Exactly. But not only that, you've added stresses to their life which never existed before.
Exactly. There you go.
You've equaled everything they do to live to money. So they cannot no longer do what they used to do. Now they have to get this elusive money. But money, as we like to say, doesn't grow on trees. Well, nowadays, neither do jobs. Jobs are fewer and fewer and fewer. Technology is one of the reasons. But profit is one of the bad reasons behind it.
It very much seems to me that we bring them into what some people call the matrix. I call it the beast system. You know, I think people just lived as they normally would, naturally, as God created them. And like you're saying, they bring them into this culture shock, and they're just worshiping them. It's the love of money, because that's what everything revolves around.
Unless you privately own a great deal of land that has your own rivers and fishing holes and hunting places on it. You cannot freely hunt, fish, or move in the United States.
Or as God intended, you just roam the land. You know, you did your thing, and God owned the land, not us, the people. And you just use the resources as he spelled out in Scripture.
Yeah, but what happens with this land if you don't pay your taxes?
Well, yeah,
they take the land.
Right.
So do you really own the land?
No.
Or are you
no.
just fooling yourself into accepting that in this system, this is my land? Are you just lying to yourself because we're too scared to maybe find a way out that doesn't involve money, doesn't involve government? Ooh, that could be anarchy. I don't know.
Are there any places in the world, you're well-traveled, are there any places in the world where there are actually natives that still live off the land, or is it pretty much wiped out?
It's pretty much wiped out. There are natives that still live off the land, that still try to live off the land, but there's always well-intentioned development agencies and development workers, right?
IMF.
IMF is not a development agency and definitely not well-intentioned. I'm talking about...
You're talking about the grassroots of the missionaries.
Yeah, the missionaries, the people like me that go there, or
right.
even some of the organizations that are still naive enough to actually think that they're there to help. I mean, to help what? Indoctrinate them into an education system, which is the same as ours, which we know doesn't teach us anything except to be, well, sheeple.
And I guess that
doesn't teach us to think.
And I guess that's my point about the IMF, is probably a lot of these missionary groups are actually sponsored by the banksters to go in and the Spanish did that. They come in and they get you underneath the umbrella of whatever religious, Catholic or whatever, and then lo and behold, you know, the natives aren't natives anymore. They're part of this culture shock where they're part of the beast.
And I mean, now we've got Lee teaching everybody how to survive. We've got to go back to that possibly. It might be chaotic. It might be anarchy. Why is it going to be anarchy? This is what I can't come to grips with anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know what, I don't think it's going to be anarchy. I think we're in anarchy. The more we get closer to what's right, what's more balanced, the more we protect people into becoming prepared for it, the less chance of anarchy there is.
And there's so many possibilities, and that's the interesting dilemma that a lot of us have is how do we prepare, because the bad guys, the globalists, the beast system, have so many options. If they just want to continually, incrementally lead us down this path, or if they want to have false flags that kind of shock us to the next level. And that's the thing that no one knows for sure. And that's kind of, it'd be interesting if we had somebody with the vision that could actually tell us which direction they're going to head. And quite possibly they don't know themselves.
The beast system's shutting themselves down.
Well, we do know that the beast is getting set up where if you don't cooperate, if you're an outsider like most RBN listeners are, is they'll just pull your number and you can't have access to their system. So you're out by default. So if you're not prepared to live off the land and take care of yourself, then you're definitely in trouble.
But I'm serious when I'm saying I think the beef system itself has gone too far on itself, and it doesn't know what to do. If you take a good look around, they're still trying to play the same game they played for so long, but they're the ones tumbling too. And see, that I think I haven't heard too much. The beef system itself is literally destroying itself.
It is definitely fragile now, and largely due in the part of RBN and other outlets like that that are waking people up. You know, even Brzezinski mentioned that, that, and the Bilderbergs talk about that. That's going on right now. There's big protests in Switzerland right now protesting the Bilderbergs. And, of course, the world is waking up to the realities of their control, their beast system.
And, you know, and when national news brings up the fact that the Bilderbergs society are trying to control all things, when the national news is putting it on, that's the first time ever. And I'm not talking about slang TV, true TV, this and that. I'm talking, actually, I think it was on CBS and NBC. And there's no way. That is a big, big change. But they're themselves are destroying themselves. And persons like Lee and I'm not going to say your name right. Say it again.
How do you pronounce your name?
It's
Sylvain.
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 Okay.
Sylvain. Yeah.
Sylvain.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's Sylvain here. It's Sylvain there. But you know, where were you? All, were you born in Canada?
I was. Hatched in Canada, I guess. I'm Canadian by birth, not by choice.
Anyway, well, actually, you know, the lines, we've drawn a bunch of lines in, but those lines are going away. Especially if you get anywhere near a coast.
Now, as you traveled around the world and lived in all these different places, did you develop some of the skills that are in the book that you and Lee are working on?
I like to think I'm a handy kind of guy. I haven't developed much of the natural stuff. I'm still working on it myself and learning a great deal from editing these books. But I can repair engines. I can fix computers. I can build a house. I can do electrical, plumbing, whatever. You know, anything I don't know, I can learn. And I think that's one of the things that is the problem, is we've forgotten how to learn.
Yeah, and it's a shame that it's a shame that we could not concentrate and get Free State Project is working on, is taking New Hampshire back to a more common sense approach to life. You know, if we could gather up RBN listeners and like-minded people and just take a state back and just say, hey, just leave us alone. You know, obviously they would probably release biological weapons upon that state, you know, pretty quickly, but it's a shame we couldn't do that and just live our lives freely and raise our families and just be who we want to be instead of being worrying about all these problems and all this stuff. It's just...
Well, visions of Waco dancing in our heads.
Yeah.
You know, I always blame women, and women get mad at me. But, well, to be honest, women are a good portion of the problem. They hold the money. They've got the purse.
Do you know what I think? I'm sorry. I just want to add what I think before you continue. I think that the problem with women is that they've been conned into trying so hard to become men that they've forgotten how to be women.
Feminist.
Bingo. I would agree with that.
Yep. Well, they wanted them in that beast system. If they had a good family unit, that's hard to beat, a good family unit. That cohesiveness actually can work together.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how that happened. How the life giver got conned into joining a slave system called employment. Yeah. How did that happen?
Affirmative action.
The feminist movement was put on by the CIA. It was Gloria Steinem was one of the main contributors of that.
Let's go a little different. There are a lot of women who remain home and what have you, but the reason why they've been able to take such an enormous foothold on our countries, every one of them, is because women don't pay attention to what they're buying. Okay, indiscriminately buy anything. It's like I'm in a candy machine. I've got my credit card. I can put it in anything, and I get what I want. And I don't have to use it, but I get it.
And we're coming up on a 3-minute break. Please support the sponsors, and I believe RBN's still having a pledge drive. Please support RBN. You never get programming like this. I should say programming, broadcast information like this anywhere else. And also exchange some Federal Reserve notes for silver and gold. Republic Trading Group. Back in three.
I'll buy that for now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
The television lights, they tell you day is night, they tell you wrong is right, but I say, how do you like the way things are today? Things are today. People that make the rules treat you like a total fool, controlling from birth to grave, they're mindless robotic slaves. But as the eagle falls and you're against the wall, and will awaken more, but you do new
today, and that's the stylings of Bill Samsel. Man, I tell you what, Bill's got some excellent music, and we need to help promote him some more. And I talk about him almost every week, but we definitely need to see if we can wake him up and get him on a show one of these days.
You know what, Tom? Only if you learn how to say gold.
Gold?
Not goad.
What did I say, gold?
If you learn how to say gold,
actually,
with an L and a D, then I will promise I'll see if I can get him on the show.
I actually prefer silver.
Oh, that's terrible.
silver, when we started getting silver, $4 an ounce. Now it approached $50 not too long ago. But gold only appreciated about 500%, and it went from like 3 or 5%, 500%. It went from 300 to about 15, a little over 1,500. So silver by far has outperformed gold, and I think it's going to continue in the future.
I would agree. Just say gold.
So now when you travel throughout the world, you take like some silver or gold. When I traveled in Europe, we met quite a few people from Australia, and at that time they said they would travel throughout the world. You know, they'd take like 2 or 3 month vacations, and they would say they'd always have a couple hundred U.S. dollars because that was accepted worldwide. I wonder if that's still the case now or if people are taking gold and silver now.
Well, last time I went was in 2007, and yeah, U.S. dollars you go everywhere with. I can tell you, don't take Canadian dollars because most of them don't even know what they are.
Okay. So the Federal Reserve notes is still the standard, at least in 2007. Hey, well, we have another fellow Canadian. We have Werner on the line. Werner, what do you have for us this morning?
Yeah, good morning. I just tuned into your show just last 15 minutes. So I didn't know what you were talking about before, but something got my attention when your guest mentioned the missionaries. And I've been thinking about over the years, like here in the Americas, and especially in Central and South Americas, at first they sent the missionaries to convert the native people to become Christians. And then after the missionaries, there came the conquistadores, and there came the businessmen, you know. And basically, at first they pacified the people and taught them... When you retaliate against those that exploit you and those that abuse you, then you are not a good Christian.
Exactly.
Well, that's awesome.
Exactly. Very good point, Werner.
You know? And something else about most of the ones who want to rearrange cultures and who talk about overpopulation in the world, those kind of mindsets are being most prevalent in countries that have done the most harm and damage to the earth.
Exactly right. You hang in there, Werner. We're going to have a 70-second break. Everybody, top of the hour break. We'll be back in 70 seconds, and we'll continue down this path. And the call number is 800-313-9443.
The things of today.